My second question was around the psychic evolution, because the word evolution
yes.
implies time.
Yeah.
Psychic is our true being. So how can something which is our true being evolve over time?
Yes, so wonderful. I think this will be the last, because I have to take up something else. So, but this is a very beautiful question. Thanks for that. What is psychic evolution? What does it mean? It is our true being, and then what evolves true being is true being. So let's figure out the psychic being, or not even the being. It's like a seed. Now, when we look at a field where, supposing the sunflower seeds have been sown, so if you ask a farmer, he'll say, what's going to come up here? He'll say, sunflowers. But there are no sunflowers there. And then when a little shoot comes out, you ask him, what are these? He'll say, sunflower. Of course, he can describe it. Still a sunflower in the making. But most of them will say, Surajmukhi ki kheti ho rahi hai. You know, sunflower. And then finally, you see a bud. What is it? Sunflower. So the psychic is the divine seed within us. And this seed must go through several experiences. In fact, this evolutionary process of the psychic essence or the seed of the divine is the necessity for rebirth. There is no other way we can understand creation. If it don't bring rebirth, it's almost like, you know, souls have been thrown into creation arbitrarily. Koi yahan gira, koi wahan gira. And then suddenly, you know, they are judged on the basis of one lifetime where they had no background, no future. So, but when we understand time-space continuum in which these seeds are sown, so psychic is like a seed of the divine which is cast into this creation. Now, this seed has all the potential and possibility of the divine tree and bearing the divine fruit and flower. So, in that sense, all of us are divine. But the difference is we are divine in the making, in the course of manifestation. And I can give one simple example. Parents conceiving a child. Now, where does the conception begin? Does it begin in the mind or it begins in the womb? It starts in all sensible parents in the mind. They decide, we want to have a child. And then they have some kind of vague conception that, you know, what this child will be, whatever it is, you know, good or bad, that's not the idea, but just to get an image, ki there is a conception. Then the physical plane, it starts manifesting. Now, in the parents' mind, let's say, like I give this example of Jijabai, Shivaji's mother, she always wanted a son who will one day overthrow the Mughal Empire. Now, so Shivaji is already there, always in her head. And so, as this little baby, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year old, Shivaji is not a conqueror. He has to go through challenges. But there comes a time as 12 year old Shivaji, when a cow is being taken for being butchered, then suddenly Shivaji wakes up to who he is, and he starts, you know, stopping the person, and that story is very interesting. So there is deep inside the divine truth. So when it is said truth of a being, it means yes, the divine truth, the divine blueprint, the divine seed which is unsullied through the lives is always there in each one of us. But it is through the course of lives that slowly this seed begins to cast off the outer cover of the ego, throws roots into the earth, then it begins to feel drawn toward the sun of the divine consciousness. Then for some time it journeys in the womb of ignorance, where it does not know that there is something called as divine, but it still feels the pressure and the push to come up. And if you ask at that stage of evolution, is there anything like the divine? Maybe a nascent psychic will say, or the psychic completely asleep, if you ask such a person, he'll say there is no divine. Because it's still in the womb. It's like you ask a baby in the womb, supposing one could, you know, you don't know, reporters can reach anywhere. Tomorrow they will suddenly have a mic and ask, aapko kya lagta hai, aapki maa hai ki nahi hai? Do you have a mom or not? And maybe the baby will say, then what mother? No mother. Somehow my life is being managed. I am going by the flow. And then the baby comes. Then the only thing it knows is mother. But does he know the mother? No, he only knows the physical mother. Then a day comes when the child grows into motherhood. And then he discovers, oh, that's what the mother is. When she slapped me, then also she was mother with all her love. I'm not advocating slapping a child, but I'm just saying. So too this psychic goes through different stages of evolution. Finally, when it itself becomes one with the divine, then it understands, oh, all my difficulties, trials and challenges were part of the growing up process. And he thanks the divine that you led me through all this. So it's a journey. The psychic is the essence, the seed, and it has to blossom and put forth its own unique personality, which has been programmed into it. It's programmed. It cannot go haywire. Just as a material seed of a tree will grow into that tree and nothing else. Same way the psychic essence is destined to grow into a figure of the divine, a godhead. But whether it will grow in 10 lives or 20 lives or 30 lives or 2 lives, that's the... Maybe 2 lives is a little too short. 5 lives. So that's the challenge. Okay? Yeah.